Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with us, we're just going to cut to the chase to go straight to the show. We have Melody Cederstrom back with us today. Melody, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
We're going to try, and I don't know if we can really lighten it up with the economic situation in this nation, but lighten it up a little bit. Yesterday was a pretty sobering, heavy show with remembering, and we're still in prayer for all those in Brussels and around the world that have been victims of terrorism. And we know what that feels like because we've had that here. But I want to move on to economics, to gold and to silver and things that are going on. And I was reading over different articles this morning, and I saw myself making little notes. Never trust the government for your financial security. As I was reading through these, and I was like, why do we ever fall for that trap? Anyway, I know you're thinking, what is she talking about? But I have this chart. It's not really a chart, but it's a 9 points in this article. They call it charts of how the government it's not doing as well. They're calling it Obamanomics fraud. It's not really doing as well as we're being told. And you and I have talked about that. You know, every month we talk about that. And anyway, it's very interesting, and I thought you might be interested in some of the numbers and how they fudge on them, make it seem better than it is.
Well, they certainly do. They just flat out lie about it, you know, and they spin it just, you know, they can have a really bad report, but they'll just spin it as, is it being good? And there's certainly numbers that are being released as far as housing and everything else is significantly down. Mm-hmm. Commercial real estate property is down huge in February. I don't know what marked February as a significant downturn, but so is it the start of a worse trend in commercial real estate? And, of course, you know, you look at retail, the strip malls as part of that commercial real estate prices, and you know, is it because part of it because of online selling? You know, you have a lot of these properties that are emptying out and so forth, and you hear across the country how a lot of these strip malls have been vacant, and they've been vacant for years.
Oh, you can see them. You don't have to drive very far to find that, and it's heartbreaking, really. I mean, you think about who had the great high hopes and opened some little shop there in that strip mall. And it was all taken away. I mean, it just couldn't make it.
And it's not even just that they're standing vacant. You see, even the ones that are occupied, they're not being fixed up. They're not being modernized. They're not. They actually look that they've been around for 100+ years. Mm. And so you can see that. Maybe in some areas there's new ones and so forth, but I think the general view across the country is you can see the decline. You can see that, and who wants to go in a store that looks like it's ready to fall apart?
Another way to really see what's going on, the squares in the county seats, where they used to have all kinds of shops and be booming, they're empty. They're falling apart. And we have that right here. California, Missouri is the county seat for Montauk County. And I'm just cattywampus. I can see the courthouse and the square around it. And there's very few buildings that have business anymore. And some of them have already been taken down. They're already destroyed. One is just a warehouse. I mean, it's not the business. It's not the town that it used to be. And it's not the only one, because when you drive across this nation and you go through a county seat, you can see that the squares around the county courthouse are no longer booming with business. And it's heartbreaking because it's the economics of this nation is just crumbling and people are suffering right and left all across the nation.
A lot of those areas used to get funding from governments, whether it be federal, whether it be state, local, from taxes and so forth. But there's so much debt and pressures that those tax dollars are being, you know, forwarded different areas. And, you know, you're going to see it. It's going to continue. And of course, we, you know, the economy is not as strong. Everybody views the stock markets. That's why the stock market, I could care less what the stock markets are doing. However, it gives folks the idea that things are going well. It's part of the illusion that they've created. So as long as the stock markets are going up, hey, the world is fine. They lulled retirement folks, retirees, into thinking that their pensions, their 401s are safe. They went in there, they purchased up these high yield dividends, and in order to make it, because the banks aren't paying you anything to put your money there, and soon enough they'll be taking money from you to put your money there. But so, you know, things just aren't as what they seem to be.
I guess if you put
a pair of, the right way to say that.
But, say, if you put a pair of government rose-colored glasses on, you may be able to fool yourself. You know, live in this utopia world, which I claim is the liberal world, but you know those who claim to be conservative, they're all a part of this in D.C. They go along with some of this, and they believe these, you know, they quote these numbers coming out of these government reports on unemployment and salaries and such, you know, and it's housing, and they're all, like you put, they're fudged. They fudge. They make it look better than it really is. And well, actually, you said they lie, and that's exactly what they do. I'm picturing Uncle Sam, unfortunately, with a trench coat on the corner of the street, and he's kind of opening it up, and he's, I'll make you a deal here. Make you a deal you can't refuse. And it's not good. And one of the things, and this confirms what you say about their lying, when these candidates are getting up and they're talking about the student debt, the student loan debt, and how that needs to be taken care of, and blah, 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 blah. Did you, I read somewhere, now I have an article here, but it doesn't give me the information that I had read a couple of weeks ago, but it says Uncle Sam is on track to make $66 billion profit off of 6 years of student loans. Now this article is being confirmed by Elizabeth Warren, but I read it by somebody else on the conservative side here a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about the income from these student loans was like at 30 or 37% for the government. They're making money off of these kids. Why would they want to eliminate the debt? That's got to be a big lie.
Well, that's if they pay them.
Well, that's the problem. They're not paying them.
I mean, they all want, you know, free college. They're all voting for Bernie, so they're feeling the burn so they can get free schooling. And so that's if they make the payments on these student loans, and that's the problem. And they can't afford them. They don't have the jobs to support their payments.
Well, they tell these kids that they can't make it in this world without that college education. And they end up paying for classes that they're never going to use that are just non-essential, in my opinion. They don't need those. I wouldn't force anybody to go to college. I think, you know, you have to think that out because the debt is so astronomical. And I had not all of my kids went to college, but some of them did, and they're still paying off those college loans, and they've already been married and got family, and now they're having to have kids of their own go to college. And I mean,
they're not using the degrees that they get. I mean, they
right.
go after these degrees. I know someone who got a quantum physics. It's like, well, what are you doing now? He's out there laboring.
Wow.
So, you know, it
talk about laboring. We're going into a commercial break. We're going into a commercial break because we have to labor as well. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keithton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend, Melody Cederstrom. And we were just chatting right through that commercial break, so I didn't give you your website. You can visit her website by simply going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. But if you're already sitting there and you're on my website listening to the show, just click on the icon that's on the right-hand side that says Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and it'll take you right to her website. You can give them a call in the office. Write this down so you have it with you. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Now, this article that I have, Melody, and if you've got something else you want to talk about, you just holler at me, girl, because I was just going through this, and I thought that these things were kind of interesting. You and I both know that they fudge the numbers. They make an illusion. They try, and they want us to live in debt. And they started out with these students. They want us to live in debt. And therefore, that's how everything is structured.
We're already in a debt-based society, so our economy is all based on debt. They need that debt for everything to continue. And once they took us and off the gold standard and created the fiat, and they didn't create it, but they pushed us onto a fiat system, they need the debt. That's allowed the government to grow to the extent it has grown. It has It has financed the growth, a large part of this growth of this country, of the stock markets. That's why stock markets are up, because you have multinational corporations, you know, borrowing money to buy back their shares. I mean, there isn't anything real that is based on the fundamentals except gold and silver, and those prices are suppressed. And the only thing I wanted to talk about was we do have a big drop in gold and silver today, and I did just want to touch on that briefly.
Absolutely.
Later on, maybe in the last segment of your program.
Okay. Well, I also know that, you know, what you just said about the multi-corporations, that's why they get involved so heavily and spend so much money in the politics.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are buying. That's when I say we have D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. That's what's going on. They're making deals with large corporations, with or large organizations with an agenda that'll pay them this or pay them that or assure them this or assure them that for either themselves or their home state. Or they're also with foreign countries. We know that's going on. And it's beyond ridiculous because they no longer, now there's exceptions. I know I'm generalizing. I'll get in trouble here pretty soon. Now, so-and-so from my state's a good guy. They, in general, are not representing the people. We, the people, no longer seem to have representation. They no longer care about the truth in economics in this country, in this nation, or in your home. They just really don't care how well the people are doing, except when they're campaigning. Then it's all of a sudden a great interest to them. So, you know,
I have a little book on my coffee table. It doesn't have a very nice title. But
okay.
What it is, it's about legislation, you know, how. And it's amazing how it attracts people's attention, but when they pick it up and they find out it's about finances and so forth, they put it back down. But it does get their attention, which is what I want.
Absolutely.
But it's about how the little guy just gets screwed all the time.
Yes.
Because all this legislation, and this is all through the lobby and everything, is written and passed in order to promote these multinational. And it's been going on for years and years and years. It's nothing new. It's been going on for tons of years. And, I mean, and even Donald Trump has exposed to the fact that's why he pays all this money to all these various politicians and so forth, so he can get done what he needs to get done. Whatever, if the law isn't there, they'll pass the laws and they'll use all the laws legally. And how does it benefit you and me? It doesn't. And it doesn't benefit the guy on Main Street. It doesn't affect the guy that's out there working, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. It only affects the multinational corporations and the wealthy. And that's how it's been set up, and that's how it's an interesting little book, but.
Well, you'll have to, since it's got a title you don't want to share, you'll have to email that to me.
We'll see if we can find. Well, it just has screwing in it, and I don't even like to use that word, so it's not a bad word, but.
Well, yeah, no, but it is truthful. It is truthful.
It is truthful. But it's just a small, compact book that really just tells how these, and it goes back in time, and it does have some, you know, the laws and so forth. It's a little more detailed than what I explained, but. And that's where we are today. You couldn't have that without a fiat currency. You couldn't have that if we were still on a gold standard.
Now, I have another article. Now, this writer is not, he is not endorsing Donald Trump. He's not. He's just talking about and comparing. He's actually addressing something that has been said in the politics that Hillary Clinton is going to be better for the stocks and the economy. And then he starts comparing the things that they say they're going to do and what it will do. And they said she is something that they know exactly what she's going to do, and Trump is something that they don't necessarily know what he's going to do. And but he also said he doesn't believe that she is better for it, and that they're just saying that to it's another illusion for those who want to support and lift up Hillary Clinton. He says that there's a little bit of a problem with some of that, and we've got a caller that I didn't realize we had. We have David from Tennessee. David, how are you today?
I'm better than I deserve.
Well, we all are.
Yes, that's correct. thank you for your time and taking your call.
What's on your mind, sir?
I know that I'm not the only one who thinks this way. I would like to be paid for my work in gold and silver and use that gold and silver for saving, giving, and spending. Trade.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take to make that happen? Or, well, I don't want to think that's not a possibility anymore.
You want to address that? I have a little story to go along with it, unless you have it. Melody, go ahead and address that.
Well, I don't know what story you have, but...
Well, you might have the same one.
I do believe, I mean, we do need to get back to a gold standard. Personally, those that are leading the event, I believe in an event has to happen in order for the change to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is not going to come in willingly and say, hey, let's go back to the gold standard. I believe it will be forced upon us. I do believe they're going to, and I've said this for years and years and years and years, I do believe there will be an international unit that will be supported by gold, whether it is a basket of currencies, because they do have to stabilize all of these world currencies for trade. I mean, they're just being manipulated at will, plus the Forex is, you know, the biggest, you know, there's trillions of dollars on that Forex market and so forth. So they're going to have to stabilize. I do believe they'll use gold. How much, how they're going to do it, I don't know, but it's going to be huge. I realize our future is going to be all based on gold and silver, but I do believe our system has to collapse in order for it. It's just not going to change on its own with great ideas and strong people. So that's the key of getting your gold and silver now, positioning yourself for when the time comes.
My story, and I cannot remember the details, David, but it goes back several years. I want to say 6 to 10 years. That's how bad my memory is. I'm going to say 6 to 8 years. And I think, if I remember rightly, now this is when I was still working for my late boss, David Derry Brownfield. But he had a story that it was true, and it came, I think it was out of the state of California, where an employee was actually doing what you're saying. He was paying his laborers with silver coins. And somebody, and I want to believe it was the IRS, they sued him. I think he won. I think he won. But it's, you know, it's, I don't know. You know, I don't know how that would happen. I think when things collapse, and Melanie and I both agree, it can't go on forever. I think we're going to see a lot of things going on like that because people seem to have a survival mode, and they will make it work, whether they have to start bartering with things in their house that think, I don't use this anymore, maybe it's got some worth to somebody else, bartering for food out of your garden, whatever the case may be. I think we're going to see a little bit more of those kind of things go on. Did we help you at all, David?
Yes, you did. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I appreciate your call.
Thank you
for listening. I appreciate your call. We're going into another break, Melody. They just come up so fast. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody Cedarstrom's website by going to DGS Coins. That's Discount Gold and Silver, DGScoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and you can visit her website. I give you the short version. You can type it all out, and that's a .net, but I give you the short version, which is dgscoins.com. I like short. DGScoins.com. There's jokes going on behind my back here. I like short. But anyway, you can visit her website at DGScoins.com, or you can give her a call in the office, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Well, I know that
I just want to say this real quick. I remember being on Dr. Stan Monteith's program.
Yes.
I was on a regular there, and in the beginning, I would give out that whole long website to Chuck Gold and Silver Trading, and eventually he says, Melody, can you shorten that?
I did that for mine, too.
A little bit of a joke.
Well, I did that for mine, too. That's why I said that. And, of course, then there's always the short jokes because I'm not very tall. But
you You made me think of Dr. Stanza.
That's awesome. That's just a good person to have to think about. But yeah. Mine was actually all spelled out, too, which was commonsensecoalitiontalkradio.com. So if you made one little error typing that all out, you're not going to get the show, you know. So we went with CSC Talk Radio. It was easier to say anyway. So CSC, it could stand for whatever you want. I've got Common Sense Coalition on my LLC, but I like to say Common Sense Conversations because that's what we like to have here every hour of Monday through Friday, and we just have a good time. But I wanted to say, I watched for a long time last night, which might be the reason I tell my producer I'm fighting a migraine this morning, that I'm fighting such a headache because I was up too long. But anyway, I find myself, and I don't know if you do this or if you just turn the television off. You might be smarter than me and you turn the television off. But I watched, the only speech that I saw last night was Hillary Clinton. And I'm sitting there and I'm yelling back at her like she can hear me, you know, as she's giving her speech and all the things she's going to do. And she puts her hands up and she has her hands kind of clenched, not like fists exactly, but clenched. That's how she talks. It drives me crazy. And she went off on some of the things that she was going to do for the younger generation, trying to get those Bernie people, you know. And she mentioned the student loans and everything like that. And I yelled, you're making money off of it. And she just went down, saying, but you're taking their inheritance away because they want the inheritance tax. They don't think anybody should give to their children or grandchildren. So I was really, you know, if she was bruised today, it was because of my yelling back at her last night. But, you know, it's always that what they're going to do. And, you know, my dad used to have a joke about somebody, which I won't mention, but it was somebody that was always after something. He used to say, what you going to give me? What you going to give me? Because this person was always after what he was going to get out of the deal. And I guess we all want to get something out of the deal. But you've got to understand the government can't give you anything before it takes it away, either from you or somebody else. Yeah. And, you know, it's getting, I think the people are waking up, Melody. And not all of them, but I think that they're waking up and they're realizing neither one of these parties are really into their best interests. And they are D.C. occupiers and they are occupying offices and they are cutting deals that are not good for we the people or this nation. And that's why it's so important to have people like you that are concerned. I know that you take as much as you possibly can, somewhat of a personal interest in every sale that you give, that every sale that you have. And that's one reason I just love you so much. And one of these days we're going to meet. And one of these days I'm going to come to Pennsylvania. We're going to meet.
I hope so.
But, you know, it's that's what I love about you is that you love my listeners about as much as I love my listeners. And, you know, I feel like the mother hen. I've got to guard them a little bit. And I have no problem bringing you to their kitchen table every well, twice a week, twice a month, you know, on the Wednesday mornings when we do this. And I want to thank you for that caring part of your personality. And I know that you're running a business, but I also know that you care about my listeners. And I really appreciate that very much.
I do. And I get very frustrated because I know what's true and what isn't true when it comes to buying gold and silver and the reasons that you do and why you stay the course. And you're right. You know, the politicians, whoever's going to be elected, we got to remember, governments, they're not going to do anything that's good for you, me, or our country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to be positive.
It's hard to do that.
But where I'm positive is there's something that people can do to protect them from any decision that comes out of Washington. And you know what, again, if Trump gets elected, you're going to see a lot of pressure in the markets. So when you have people that are on, you know, their fixed incomes and they have their 401s and their IRAs and their savings and so forth, those are going to be stressed. I think you're going to see, and whether it's by design, whether it's just to the point where the system is going to collapse because it's just too big, I don't know. Someone sent me an article about, you know, when there's the year of the election, usually there's a big change in the stock market, the economy collapses, we head into a recession and so forth. And I looked a little bit further, and basically it's like when you have a change from one, you know, from Democrats to Republicans or Republicans to Democrats, and usually after that 8-year term. You know, so whatever, we had it, we saw it with Bush, we saw it with Clinton, we saw it with Bush, and now we're going to see it, we saw it with Obama. And so I think it's going to, whether they, it's again by design for this year, or it's just going to happen because it's going to happen, you know, I don't know, but it is, will affect people's savings and their retirement accounts. So that's the positive. We have gold and silver. That's the positive, to protect yourself. And so many people are getting hoodwinked and thinking that gold and silver is just for bartering. It isn't. That's like number 3 on the list. Mm. You buy gold and silver because it protects your purchasing power through these difficult times. There's no debt against gold. Gold will, it is a hedge against inflation, although that's not the number reason, the number one reason why you buy gold. And the prime example is, if you want to use the inflation, is that suit or anything. I mean, you don't have to go back 100 years. Go back 10 years. I'll guarantee you gold will buy more today than what your dollar does just from 10 years ago. So, again, it does protect you over a period of time. It is a long-term investment. And then you have your silver and your gold to use in times of trouble. So, and I guess the suitability factor is important also, because some people don't have the savings and so forth to really go to put all their savings. They have little savings and they're purchasing for bartering. That's okay. That might be your number one objective. But that's our job, is to find out what's your money doing for you. Are you balanced in your portfolio? We're not financial planners, but we can help you do that Ben Franklin, the pros and the cons, and let you position your money and where you feel it's going to work best for you. And you hear so many of these new Wall Street people who've come into the gold market, and, you know, they'll talk about why you need to own gold and silver. They talk about the problems of our economy. They talk about the drop in the stock market going to 3,000. But then they lure you in, and then they sell you some sort of paper. And it's their advice. They're brilliant, on, and they understand what's going on in the markets. I don't confirm, I don't agree with what their agenda is as far as offering paper instead of gold. So, and paper, if you have to have paper in your portfolio, okay, get it insured with gold. Get it and make sure you have enough gold to insure your paper.
And, you know, maybe we should talk when we come back what is enough, and then you wanted to talk about the drop in the market there, too. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I always like what you say. If I got this right, I've got this right. I think I do. The gold is your savings, and the silver is your checking.
Correct.
All right. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. You can visit the website by going to dgscoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. She's a sponsor of the show with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And I started out the show with just saying you don't want to trust the government or anyone else. You don't even want to trust your neighbor with your financial security. You need to be taking care of that yourself. And we believe in gold and silver. And she's going to talk about that just a little bit here, but I'm just going to kind of turn it over to her. But I've talked about the fraud and the things that are going on in the government, and we've talked about some of the things that are, they just make illusions. It's up to you. And the article that I had, I saw that in the middle of that article it had something with Dave Ramsey, and of course he's all about getting out of debt and taking care of your financial business yourself, and you got to take the bull by the horn, so to speak. So I'm going to just let you talk about what's happening here. You said there's been a drop, and I'm going to turn that over to you just to let you tell my listeners what's really going on.
We know it was just on Sunday, the J.P. Morgan. I'm not a fan of J.P. Morgan. I know lots of times they send out false reports and so forth. But when you have the global head of quantitative and derivatives research come out and say gold is now the time to buy gold, that it's going to serve people better than the paper markets, you kind of want to pay attention. I mean, I believe that, I believe that for a very long time, and I do believe people will be better off holding gold than paper. But again, sometimes you just have to wonder why they come out and tell you, and they're just covering themselves. That's all they're doing. But gold hit a three-week low this morning, and currently we're down about $28 In the New York spot price, silver is down about 60 cents on the day. And it's interesting that it follows shortly or so soon after what happened in Brussels yesterday. So you wouldn't think you'd have this big of a pullback following the day. But you do have a holiday on Friday, and we also have the end of the first quarter positioning taking place. So, you know, you could see a little bit of impact on that. But also what is happening, Venezuela, we all know their financial situation, particularly when since we've had the big drop in oil prices, they're just getting killed and they're selling their gold. Last month we reported that the Swiss received 11 tons of gold, and which equals to about 443 million Swiss francs, which is about $456 million worth of gold. And I guess they sold as much, if not more, here in March. So you have all this buying from a safe haven standpoint. You also had India. They were on strike a couple of weeks against gold, so they're back in the market buying gold. But I'm not sure it was enough to withhold that pressure from the gold sales of Venezuela. The point being is I think this drop in gold is temporary. It's a great buying opportunity. And I think you'll see gold maintain these levels. And you might even see it go back up here the first part of April. So, yes, there's pressure. But, again, the fundamentals for gold are real. The fundamentals for silver are real. They're not lied about. Only the prices have been pressured, manipulated to keep it from taking off. You can't have high gold and silver prices with high stock market prices. And even with gold and silver down as much as they are, you'd think that the dollar would be soaring in the index, but it really isn't. It's only up, 0.40? So, I mean, that isn't a huge move. There's a little bit of pressure in crude oil today, but it's still above 40 also. So not enough to make big changes in the to see these big changes in gold and silver prices. So I think this is just a little bit of consolidation going on. And I always want to address $700 gold. And, you know, you have these big names out there promoting $700 gold. You know what? Anything is possible. It could rain in the Arizona deserts tomorrow. Possible, but not probable. And that's how I see gold. And anything's possible, but really not probable. Not with everything that's going on in the world today. And we've seen gold really respond. We're still up 15% since the first of the year, which is, one of the biggest gains in gold in history. It's a huge gain for such a short period of time. So the fundamentals are there. The fundamentals are strong. As long as we're on a fiat currency, that is not going to change. You know, that the system has to purge, that the system has to correct, and until then, we're going to continue to, the debt is going to continue to grow, government is going to continue to grow, you can put up borders, you can do all these things, but the currency, our monetary system has to be addressed, or I don't think all of these other things that are going to be done will be effective to the point they need to be. So the monetary system has to be fixed first. And again, will it?
You know, you had mentioned something earlier in the show, and we've talked about it before, that, you know, something's going to happen, and it'll have to be a large event. It'll have to be something. And that is pretty much, and I probably mentioned this before, I learned that a long time ago. I did a study on it's a study called Experiencing God, and it's by Blackaby. But in that, they talk about the changes in our lives and the changes in businesses and the changes. I mean, it talks about a little bit of everything in your lives and how you can experience God in your life. And it's a rule of thumb: change comes after some kind of big event. Some tragedy, some huge change, some other thing that's happened. It's usually some big event brings a change in your life. And I've seen that in my own life. Before you change a job, before you change occupations, before you move, you know, something has usually happened. I know a lot of people are house hoppers. You know, they go around and they shop and they change houses all the time. But anyway, it's... I have Dale from California, Missouri on the line. I didn't realize that. Dale, how are you today?
Doing wonderful.
Well, you're right here. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a quick question. I believe Bob Chapman used to come on your show, didn't he, Melanie?
Yes, 3 days a week for, what, 9 years?
Yeah. He made a comment one time, and I didn't catch it all, something about platinum, and he said it never would recover. And I just wondered, you know, where he think platinum stands in the future and how it's going to do, you know, in relation to gold and whatnot.
Well, I think, though, that the whole sector of the precious metals will be okay. I don't buy platinum to preserve my purchasing power. It has its own fundamentals, and that's the problem. People don't discuss the fundamentals anymore, and they just end up out there buying anything because someone is telling them it's going to be a good deal and you're going to make lots of money. The white metals are usually what I term as good economy metals. So people are out there buying cars, which it's used for catalytic converters, jewelry, platinum jewelry, so usually in great economies, and when the stock market is higher because they have the excess funds in their accounts and so forth, these metals will usually do fairly good. But there's been a lot of pressure on those because of what's happening around the world. The demand is not there.
We're out of time. Dale, you're going to have to call sooner next time. I didn't realize you were on the line, but you were calling in the last couple of minutes there. I apologize, and you can come on in here and talk if you want to. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. She sponsors the show. You can visit them at her website at dgscoins.com and just join the force here as we bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.